It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. In today's ship schedule, we have 6 inbounders on the Columbia, 5 outbounders, and 7 anchored ships. In our marine weather forecast, we have high pressure over our offshore waters this week. A weak trough moving through today, bringing a chance of rain. High pressure will strengthen the rest of the week, resulting in offshore winds, but we've got a more active weather pattern expected for the weekend, and I have heard the words atmospheric river bandied about, so take that under advisement. It always gets really wet when those happen. Today we have northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, wind waves from the northwest 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, northwest swells 6 feet at 7 seconds, and a chance of rain. Let's take a look at our ship schedule, and then we're going to be talking more about that container, that really big container ship that came in yesterday, and how she managed to fit into the river here. But first, let's take a look at our inbounders. The Mount Aso, arriving from Everett, is headed for the Crims Island anchorage downriver from Longview. She came in at about 2:30 this morning. She's heading to the port of Longview to pick up soda ash and probably got into the Crims Island anchorage at about 5:30 a.m. We'll eventually go all the way up to Longview. The Louisiana is a petroleum tanker arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for Portland, refined petroleum there. She passed Astoria around 2:30 a.m., probably arriving in Portland by about 8:30 this morning. The PAC Agena is arriving from Indonesia, headed for the anchorage off Rainier, opposite Longview on the Columbia. She's picking up logs at the port of Longview. And she'll probably pass Astoria, did pass Astoria around 8 a.m. She'll be in Longview by about 11:30 this morning. The articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance, arriving from Ferndale, headed to Kalama's anchorage, refined petroleum there too. Passing Astoria around 1 p.m., she could be in Kalama by 6 p.m. The Iris Ace is arriving from South Korea, headed to Vancouver, Washington's anchorage. She's a car carrier with Hyundais on board, and she will pass Astoria at about 9:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about 3:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. And the Peaceful Seas arrives from Long Beach, California, headed for our Astoria anchorage. She's picking up potash up at the Port of Portland eventually, and she will be in Astoria's anchorage by about 10:30 this evening. So we heard yesterday about the biggest container ship ever to call on the Columbia River. She was quite a sight to see, and if you got to see the Navios Unite, that's her name, head upriver past Astoria and other areas along the river yesterday, quite a sight. There were a lot of people along the waterfront and a lot of pictures posted on Facebook about her. She was headed for the port of Portland to deliver containers, and that is where she is now. I watched her go by, and she just looked so darn big, so massive. And she is. She truly is. She's 1,100 feet long. Most of our regular container ships are in the 600 to 800-foot range, so she was longer. She has a cargo capacity of 8,200 TEU, which means that she can fit 8,200 20-foot-long containers, 20-foot equivalent units, on board. That says that TEU is a standard measurement for container ship capacity worldwide. Containers can be lots of different sizes, 10 feet, 20 feet, 40 feet, and even 53 feet. But the standard for measuring the capacity of a container ship is in those 20-foot long units. Now, compared to other ports, the Columbia River is quite modest in the size of ships that we can accommodate here. And there are many ships that can never come here because they're just too big. So why could this one fit in the river when others can't? Well, let's take a look at her specs, in particular her dimensions. 1,100 feet long, 141 feet wide, and her draft, technically, what she extends below the waterline, is about 46 feet, which is technically more than our dredged depth of 43 feet at lower mean low water, which is the average of the lowest high tides over a period of time. It's called a tidal datum. But these things are calculated carefully, and so she might not have been fully loaded, which would mean that she was sitting higher in the water than that statistic would tend to imply. And she also came into the river, and this is very important, and ships that are loaded with cargo do this here. She came in with the high tide. So the tide was rising as she came into the river past Astoria and continued to rise upriver. So she, in effect, surfed the wave of the high tide. So when the tide rises here, it'll start rising at Cape Disappointment. It'll keep rising past Astoria. It'll keep rising upriver. And so you can look at the tide tables and see the height of the water go up the river with time as that wave of tidal effect of the pull of the moon and the sun, in some cases on the earth, pulls the water up and we're rotating through it. And so you see that wave go up the river to Portland. So she was surfing. I mean, the expression is surfing the wave of the high tide to Portland, and that, but that gave her extra depth under her keel. Now, even with that, there were probably just a few feet of water under the keel of that ship, between the ship and the bottom. But that's very normal for ships here, so our river pilots are really used to navigating with ships that they call it kind of shoehorning the ships up the river. So let's take a look at then at the parameters that were at play to allow that ship or any ship to come here. Must be able to fit in the berths available for it upriver. In this case, the docks are long and run along the waterfront at Terminal 6, so length is not much of an issue. Width, our navigational channel is about 600 feet wide, I believe, so a ship that big would time its passing of other ships in the channel very carefully. Height above the waterline is very important. Any ship here has to fit under the Megler and Longview bridges, which are fixed bridges. They can't go up and down. And there are other fixed bridges on the river between here and Portland. So it can't be too tall. And all of these dimensions are well known and are used to calculate whether a ship can come here at what time it would come here because of the tidal influence. The large size of this ship means it could be more difficult to maneuver. From what I understood, there were multiple marine pilots on board that ship yesterday, helping her get from one place to another. So these transits of unusual and larger than normal ships do happen here, and they are planned very carefully. For instance, when a large heavy lift ship came into the Columbia River, this is a ship that is designed to carry very unusually heavy project cargoes. She delivered a large container crane in pieces to the port of Portland. It was a really unusual sight. The ship was huge. The cargo was really big. And it was a lot of people watching that one go by, too. There had to be some exacting calculations, very exacting, done to make sure the ship would fit. And I talked to someone who was on board the ship, and as they went under the Megler Bridge, a crewman reached up and just touched the bridge as they went under, so very close and very carefully calculated. So everything went smoothly yesterday, as I was sure it would, because I have a fairly good idea of how much work goes into these special ship transits, all the calculations by our marine pilots, both our bar and our river pilots, to make sure that everything goes off without a hitch. Now, the Navios Unite, she's upriver now at the Port of Portland. These ships have a pretty fast turnaround time, so she is slated to leave Portland's Terminal 6 on Wednesday afternoon at about 3 p.m. If she sticks to that schedule, folks upriver will have a chance to see her again before the sun sets. It will be dark by, according to this current projected schedule for her, it will be dark by the time she goes by Astoria on the way out. So you might see her running lights go by as she heads out to sea. And if anything changes with that schedule, I'll let you know, because I know a lot of people probably want to see her one more time. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.